When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. We're talking Preds and their big win against the Dallas Stars last night. And to help us talk more about that, we bring in our good friend Terry Criss, brought to you by Highland Group, Preds TV analyst. Crispy, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Good morning, Lord Stanley, Road Rec. How you two guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Crispy, first off, hope that you and the family are well from earlier this week. Obviously, the tragedy that swept through our area with the tornado outbreak. What did you make of kind of the response the Predators had last night, selling T-shirts, raising money, and just the emotion in the crowd? I thought it was a really, really emotional crowd and a cool environment last night at Bridgestone Arena.
You know what? The story, the tornado itself is so devastating, and the news that we kept hearing and the families and people who lost loved ones or neighbors, et cetera, is so horrible. And there's no words that are going to describe that or what happened, and our prayers and thoughts go out to all of them. But this city, I've never been, and Sheila, my wife and I were talking, we have never been in a city that is so open, so giving, and that name, the Volunteer State. They jump to it. They don't wait for a week. They don't wait for FEMA to come in. They don't wait for somebody to hand out from the government to give them money. They dive in. They get their trucks, and as the coach was saying, their shovels and whatever, and they're out that night, the next day. And that, to me, is what I love about Nashville. And the Predators, like the Titans and a lot of other corporations, et cetera, they dive in. They reach into where it helps the most, the money, the wallet, give them, or whatever, open up the Bridgestone or open up Centennial. But you know what? It doesn't surprise me, because we were here when the flood. And our first episode with Nashville and Tennessee and a disaster was when the flood went through in 2010. And we saw the same thing. And we're going to see it continuing here. And I heard you gentlemen talking about it. And we are, I know the storm just went through, but we're blessed with a lot of the people and the citizens of Middle Tennessee and all around us.
No doubt about that. And Terry, we were also talking earlier about, you know, the players. Obviously, they talked about this before the game and after the game. And, you know, I think sometimes emotion isn't necessarily a good thing in terms of sports performance, but do you think that the circumstances had any positive effect on this team last night?
I certainly do. I think when you go through something like this as players and their wives and their children, and you come out of it and you still have your family and whatnot around you, it hits home. Sometimes you take for granted what you have and what you're making and what you're doing. And when something like this hits you, you sit in that dressing room and you're looking around and you're giving your prayers saying, thank you, Lord. But, hey, there's a lot of people out there. Maybe tonight we can give them just a little respite, a little 2.5-3 hours of take their mind off it and a little extra. And then let's give them a win. Let's give them something to leave our building with a little cheer before they have to go out and face that again. And, of course, the players in my heart and when I was in the dressing room or in coaching and management, they definitely, definitely do take that to heart.
Crispy, I thought last night was one of the more solid efforts from start to finish that I've seen from this group in a while. What did you take away from their 2-0 win last night against Dallas?
Probably I take away the fact that they're finally starting to play what we thought they were capable of. Where decide they're going to play the type of game that we know they can play. And I think it's finally settling in, and it's going to take a whole team to do it. And not just certain guys have to come to the front. These guys know they do. And last night they started to come to the front. No, they're not all the way back. They played a solid game, the guys I'm thinking of. But I said today when I was sitting here having my coffee and doing my notes, I said, you know what? They say, what are you going to do? We're going up into Dallas again. What do you have to do to just hit the reset button? Make the guys sit down as a team and play the high spots of how they beat that Dallas team. Because Dallas is a good team, and our guys played. Saros played out of his skull to start with. He gets a shutout, and the guys showed up. Usually Dallas runs over top of us. Dallas is a big, strong, physical team. They didn't run over us last night. They knew that they had a little critter by the tail, and it was doing it. And the guys last night, I thought, played the game they're capable of. Both ends of the ice, coming out of their own zone, attacking, skating. And that, I don't know why we should all be so happy about it, because the 2 points I'm going to take and love it and put it in the column. But why are we not playing this all the time like this? Why they can't come back to us and say they can't do it? We're not capable. Yeah, they are capable of doing how they played last night.
So if there was one aspect of it, Terry, because we've talked about, you know, not making the mistakes in the defensive zone, you know, getting to those tough areas, making good passes. If there was one aspect of that game from last night that you would take forward, what would it be?
Forechecking. I'm still not totally sold in our defensive play in our defensive zone. We had too many Saros point blank, great, unreal saves that he had to make because some of the guys went to sleep periodically, which you can't keep doing throughout the games that we've seen. That's the one area I want cleared up. And like I said, I'm not letting up on that. I'm going to beat that drum until I see what I like and what's doing it. But I loved our forecheck. We were heavy on the forecheck. The first man went in. He wasn't looking to steal the puck or to give a happy stick and wave the stick at them. He took the body. He made them pay a price. Second man came wheeling in looking for the puck to have it. The third man was the cutoff. Our defensemen didn't do the dumb pinch down when they knew they shouldn't pinch down the boards into the offensive zone. They stayed out. They played smart, and they backed each other. The game I liked best was our heavy forecheck.
Preds TV analyst Terry Crist on the line with us, brought to you by Highland Group. And Crispy, Forsberg finally gets one to go in for him last night. He hadn't scored in more than a month. What can seeing a puck actually go in the net do for a guy like Forsberg, who's been known at times, once he gets rolling and sees some goes in, he could score in bunches?
You know what? Humorous, you guys probably know. Did you notice the smile on his face when he looked up?
Oh, yeah.
To the heavens when he scored that goal. I mean, here's a natural-born goal scorer. Here's a natural-born hockey player that has all the skill required to be one of the best in the business. And yet when he scored that goal, you could just almost see the wheels turn. He said, finally, I'm getting this machine rolling and going for it. And, yes, that could be a starting point for him. And maybe, just maybe, he's going to realize that he has one of the best shots in the league and should use it more. I want to come off their game, and I want to see where Forsberg has tried 15 to 20 shots. I'm not saying they're all going to get to the net. I'm not saying they're all going to hit the net, but I want to see him firing it because he has as good a shot as anybody in the league.
Special teams, Terry, big last night. Penalty kill's been better lately for sure. Power play gets 2 goals. Where do you think they are on that, and how important is that in these last 15 games?
Extremely. I mean, that's going to be our bread and butter. I mean, we took a lot of penalties last night. I'm not putting the onus solely on the players because some of them were ticky-tacky ones, but they still call them, and we have to learn to quit doing it and not doing it. But the penalty killers went out and did the job, and like I say, always your goaltender is your best penalty killer, and last night Saros was our best penalty killer, by the way. But the power play, what I saw was they weren't giving me and driving me nuts with that around and around and around like a dog chasing his tail passing the puck. It was one or two passes, boom, on net. One or two passes, boom, on net. And guys were arriving in front of the net. And all the way through, you know that Dallas set up a big wall. I mean, they're a tough team. It's hard to get through that wall towards their net to get there. And last night, we were arriving. That's what I take away from both our special teams.
Crispy, last thing for you here. You mentioned arriving at the front of the net. I was talking to Stars coach Rick Bowness last night after the game, and he said, you know, getting to the net is more of a matter of will than it is skill, and the Predators have struggled with that this year in terms of at least the consistent nature that they've been able to do it. Can last night be a building block and a formula that John Hines can point to and say, look, this is what happens when you go to the front of the net. These are the opportunities that you can create for yourself.
Exactly. Hit the reset button, John. Coach Hines will hit that reset button and say, see what happened? Yeah, you're going to get battered. Yeah, you're going to get dinged. And I often say, I hope we kept some old tapes or old video of Patrick Hornquist, probably the greatest we ever seen on this on our hockey club, go to the front of that net. And remember, we used to say that he led the league in face washes from the other team, giving him the glove in the face and whatnot. That's what I'm looking for from a lot of our guys. And that's what Grandin was doing. And while he was successful on his hunt, when he was getting all his goals, was they know they're going to pay a price. You know it's going to hurt, especially when you look at the big defenseman Dallas having that. Okay, it's going to hurt. It only hurts for a little while when the puck goes in their net.
Actually, I got one more for you, Chris, because I swear I learn a new word or a term from you every time. Now, so you're the first guy in the offensive zone, and you don't lay a body on someone, and you're just kind of waving it. That's a happy stick?
Well, think about it. The guy's there, you go in, and you wave your stick in the air. You don't hit him. You don't hit the puck, and away you go. Hey, how you doing? I'm out of here. I'm in and out. I say to those guys, why don't you just paint a little happy face on your stick, for crying out loud, like you do the happy truck killer or whatever it is, and wave to him, and away you go. Make an 18-wheel turn and leave.
You're the best,
Terry Criss, ladies and gentlemen. That's why he is a legend. Crispy, thanks so much for joining us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
I love it, guys. Love being with you. And like I said, our prayers and thoughts go to all of the people that lost people and family and friends out there. And, yes, we are Nashville, Mid-Tennessee, Putnam County strong.
Absolutely. Thanks, Crispy.
Thanks, guys.
Terry Criss brought to you by Highland Group, the Happy Stick. I like that.
Yeah, I've never heard that
one. I may start using that.
May as well put a little smiley face on you.
You hang around Terry Criss long enough, you'll hear several different sayings that – you had no idea have existed before, but are awesome, all of them.
I'd like to do a, you know, like a podcast with no bleeping. It is always informative and entertaining to talk with Terry Criss.
There is no question about it. And we're going to continue this discussion on the other side of the break. When we come back, can Forsberg and Duchesne, after their big performance last night, can this be what finally gets them going consistently, at least on a hot streak here for the next little while, in the right direction? We'll talk about that next. But first, 102.5 The Game is your local donation station. We're accepting donations to help in the tornado disaster relief efforts. The Nashville Community Resource Center is in need of the following items: tarps, rolled plastic, hand sanitizer, laundry detergent, work gloves, and trash bags, just to name a few. Donations will be accepted Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. here at our studio located at 1824 Murfreesboro Pike here in Nashville. To see the full list of items, visit thegamenashville.com/donations. We'll be right back on Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.